Hey, welcome BSPs. It's our pre-show for Wednesday, the 19th of May, 2021 from South Florida. It's your brother Phil. And we want to thank Rory for those two magnificent days of the best of Bob Green. We're going to try and follow it up tonight for our Wednesday show with another encore in the same theme, perhaps a Bob Green themed encore. But I'm doing the pre-show now. We're watching the Islanders. Excuse me, not the Islanders. We're watching the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Here's the Islander game, honey. There's New York. Look at that. Pittsburgh leads New York 2-0. That's on MSNBC. Or no, that's on NBCSN, excuse me. But anyway, we're thinking about Neil tonight, Uncle Neil, who was a big... for those of you who don't know, Neil Rogers from Miami, who was our midday host at WIOD, was a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant radio talent. Funny as hell. Smart as hell. I wish he was still with us, especially during these times, because he would definitely be kicking some ass and taking some names. But he was also a... what, are they going to take us to this game instead of the intermission? So anyway, Neil was a huge Florida Panther fan. I went to a game with him when they were at the Miami Arena. And now they have their new stadium at Sunrise, Florida. It's not new. It's been around for 20 plus. How long has that stadium been there? It's like 20 plus years. Yeah. A long damn time. You know, I'm coming in from California. What the hell do I know? I mean, I'm excited about the playoffs because there's a team I care about that's in the playoffs, because neither the Ducks or the Kings are in it, that's for sure. But I was just thinking about Neil tonight watching the Panthers because he loved them so much and loved hockey. And the Panthers are now in the playoffs. They got a really good team. Unfortunately, they lost the first game 5-4. They're down 2-0 in this thing as we watch it tonight. Jackie went and got her headshots done today down in Miami with her friend Kyle and Dave.
David Vance,
the great photographer. David Vance, who has photographed some big names. Gloria Estefan, Andy Garcia, the Bee Gees, hello. Yeah. Johnny Mathis, hello.
Yeah,
right.
Dan Marino. A completely different non-football thing.
In a non-football thing, Dan Marino, back when he had his Jerry curl and, you know. He's photographed some great people, and we were down at his studio in, where the hell is that? That's not...
That's North Miami Beach.
Yeah, North Miami Beach, sort of. Beautiful house that they got there, and we were in his studio, which is, as Jackie and I were saying, is funky and trashy and cool looking with all kinds of great stuff. Great guy. And
trashy in such a fun way.
Yeah, trashy in a good way.
Just the studio.
So, yeah, had a good time talking to his partner, Kyle. What's Kyle's last name? Kyle...
Kyle Plyler.
Kyle's an actor and a model, but two terrific guys. This is what I mean. This is what's happening.
Oh, it's freezing up.
I don't think that's... Look at the guy grabbing that guy's head. We're watching a fight or a scrum, I should say, right now between Pittsburgh and the New York Islanders. Yeah, referee grabbed some guy's head. Like some dude lost his helmet. There's a guy that's had his nose busted. 58 for the Pittsburgh Penguins. I don't know who that is. Letang. Letang has got a good busted up nose. Anyway, so that's what's happening right here from South Florida tonight. We're watching the Panthers, and we are going to be packing some boxes, too, because Jackie is on her way to California. So we're going to do a lot of packing this week and moving shit around and, you know.
But in the meantime, rooting for the Panthers because we remember the Panthers and the Rats.
Yes, and in the meantime, rooting for the Panthers, but we remember the Panthers. There's Sidney Crosby and, not Sidney Crosby, is that his name? And the Rats. We remember the great Rats on the ice back in 96. That was my last year, my last hockey season at WIOD. 1996 in the playoff run, the Florida Panthers fans threw rubber rats on the ice because Scott Mellenby had killed a rat in the locker room somewhere in Detroit, I think, and John Van Beesbrook called it the rat trick instead of the hat trick, And so the rat became famous, and they would throw rubber rats. In fact, we did a remote from Miami Arena one night during the playoffs, and we brought maybe 100 rubber rats that we bought. My God, we gave those things away in 5 minutes. Fans just crowded around the WID van, and we were tossing rubber rats out to them like crazy.
It was, people don't believe it. Look it up online. It's a riot.
Oh, yeah. If you guys, a lot of you young people don't remember or could care less, maybe. But in 96, when the Panthers made their only run at the Stanley Cup, and they got into the Stanley Cup that year against Colorado, got their asses kicked, but won, got there. It was the year of the rat, man, and it was a lot of fun. It was just it was a hoot, and Uncle Neil, you know, we think about him, and that was just a fun year. That was a fun time to be in Miami, I'll tell you that. Okay, I love you all. I'm going to introduce you now to our show. Coming up here, we'll do a Bob Green encore for you here from South Florida, and we'll be home early next week on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.